Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today it's the turn of the juniors as the new Taoiseach reveals his picks for the Minister of State jobs. Fears about a new zombie drug in illegal vapes, the head of addiction services at the HSE will explain. The challenge of replacing life buoys thrown into the River Lee in Cork. High stakes Champions League action played under the shadow of a terror threat. Miguel Delaney joins us. We'll also have an update on the outlook for the weather. The Amy Winehouse biopic Back to Black is about to hit the cinema, so we're looking at the best of the rest today, from Lincoln to Malcolm X. And is frustration the most overlooked emotion? Doctors Harry Barry and Anne-Marie Craven tell us why it might be more important than we think. Our text number 51551, or you can get in touch by emailing today cb@rte.ie. Now, three more people were killed in motor accidents at the weekend, bringing the overall number of fatalities on our roads to 61 this year. And that is a significant increase on the same period in 2023. And with a new Taoiseach now in office, Liz O'Donnell, the chairperson of the Road Safety Authority, is on the line this morning to make an urgent appeal for more action to reverse this worrying trend. Good morning to you, Liz.
Good morning, Claire. Thanks for having me on.
So you've been in touch with Simon Harris, have you, in the last couple of days about this?
Yes, I was very pleased that Simon Harris's office reached out to me actually before Easter. So even before he was Taoiseach, he sent a message to me that he wanted to meet me, and he asked for a detailed briefing. Now, that went into him on last Friday. So he knows, I think, by now that the big gap, the big deficit is in enforcement. And we've been saying this for the last 2 years since the trend was going upwards. I think, Claire, we have to realise that with a steady growth in population, steady growth in vehicles and licensed drivers, you know, we need to keep up in terms of enforcement with that. And with this rising toll of death on the roads, and I've just commiserate with any of the people recently bereaved, we have to have a core number assigned to roads policing and an increase in that number as a matter of urgency to adequately resource the roads policing function.
But you've already had that conversation, haven't you, with the Garda Commissioner? And what was the result of it?
I had last August when the toll of death was going up and up and up. And in fairness, he agreed and paid for a 20% increase in Go Safe, the speed vans. But it's just not enough. We need another 20% increase in that this year. But we need average speed cameras. We only have two in Ireland. And, you know, we have 200,000 kilometres of road in the 26 counties, four major cities. Two average speed cameras is just not sufficient. Now, we do have plans, the TII and the AGS. Garda Síochána are working and have been given the responsibility for rolling out more average speed cameras. And as I understand it, there are 12 sites have been approved and identified. But we need that urgently. We can't wait until next year for those cameras to be put in place. We need them urgently, Claire.
Okay, so whatever about Garda recruitment, and we know that there are issues there with the speed cameras, is that just a question of budget, of money?
Yes, it is. They're expensive. I mean, the average speed cameras, the fixed ones on poles, about 100 grand each. But listen, it's nothing in the scale of death that we're seeing on the roads. You know, a quarter of those 16 people so far killed this year were aged between 16 and 25. And that's a pattern that has been happening for the last few years. So we need more visible enforcement. All of our research, all of our observational studies are showing high levels of non-compliance in terms of speeding, mobile phone use, and drink driving. Over Easter alone, there were over 2,600 people detected for speeding. You know, people are routinely speeding now. Now, we have laws in place that's coming to, on the statute books at the moment to reduce those speed limits, but people will still be speeding. So we need to have it enforced. All of our research is telling us internationally that unless people feel that they are going to be detected and stopped and severely punished, they will not change their behaviour. It's so, called the deterrence theory.
Okay, so what you've learned from looking at all the data is that people are going out and engaging in these behaviours and they've no anticipation of being caught.
Yes, our surveys are showing from self-reporting and from talking to speeding drivers that they feel that they're not going to be detected and severely punished. Now, the fines were increased 2 years ago by Hildegard Nocton when she was minister, but they hadn't been put up since, I think it's since Seamus Brennan's time in 2002. I think the penalties for mobile phone use needs to be increased. In Northern Ireland, it's 6 penalty points. The penalties need to be severe for people to stop doing it. And all of our research, and we do surveys all the time on speed and on mobile phone use and serious research. And the view is that unless people feel they're going to be stopped, if they feel there's zero chance of them being stopped using a mobile phone, they will still continue to use it. And the research also shows that you're 4 times more likely to have a crash if you're using a mobile phone. And people are routinely checking their social media, sending messages, etc. You know, outrageous behaviour, high-risk behaviour that has to be stopped, and it will only be stopped by enforcement.
So what is your ask of Simon Harris then on the side of the roads policing Gardaí? Like, what do you want him to do that the Garda Commissioner hasn't done?
Well, I think this is the Department of Justice. I mean, we have a plan. We have a road safety strategy. It's an all of government approach. The Road Safety Authority, we are doing all of our actions. The Medical Bureau of Road Safety, they have an alcohol whole plan around alcohol. The NTA have a plan. TII are involved with the AGS, with the Garda Síochána, to actually roll out the National Camera Enforcement Programme. Now, I think that we have to speed that up. It has to be deployed immediately. Those cameras need to be put in place this year. There are not 12 sites have been identified. That needs to go ahead immediately, in my view.
So the 12 sites are for the average speed cameras?
Yeah, there's 12 identified. 3 are for average speed cameras, in line with the 2 we already have. And then there's the fixed on poles cameras, which need to be put in place on 9 separate sites which have been identified. And I think the local authorities also have to be ready to roll out the lower speed when the guidelines are introduced now shortly. It's up to each local authority to actually enforce the new legislation around lowering the speed limit.
Mm-hmm. But as you say, you know, if people are not fearful that they're going to be detected, it doesn't matter what the speed limit is, they're going to chance their arm. That's what the research has told you. And we also know that 80% of accidents are on rural roads. So how much of a difference will 12 extra cameras make?
I think they'll make a difference if they'll act as a deterrent. But we do need, as well as that, we need visible Gardaí at the roadside, random checks. We need people to feel that there are Gardaí at every junction and, you know, as many as possible. You see, we've reduced Garda numbers for roads policing by 40% since 2009. That's just not acceptable. It's only 4.5% of the overall Garda force is dedicated to roads policing, and they're moving all the time. We need more people. We have not been given a guarantee that of a percentage of the new recruits will be dedicated to roads policing.
And that's what you're asking Simon Harris to take action on.
Yeah, and I really hope that he will. He has given a commitment publicly that he is interested in road safety. He's willing to actually make a difference and make these changes. I believe if these changes were introduced this year, it would be transformative.
So you're asking him to put pressure on Helen McEntee to put pressure on the Garda Commissioner?
Yeah. Yes, it's an all of government strategy. The Road Safety Authority is the lead agency, but we don't have the budget to roll out these cameras. You know, we don't have the authority to order the Garda Commissioner to actually deploy more people to roads policing. That has to be a government decision.
Now, you touched on funding for the Road Safety Authority the last time that we were speaking. You said that you needed more. What are you hoping to do with that funding? And is there any indication that it's coming?
Well, we're waiting for that to be approved. We have put in a request for additional funds to make up for the fact that we have a shortfall this year. We need to actually ramp up road safety education in schools with the ultimate goal of making it a mandatory part of the national school curriculum. We need to do a complete review, overhaul of the driving test curriculum. It hasn't been reviewed in 30 years. And the whole multiple learner permit issues, we need to do that. But those are on hold until the second part of the year unless we have additional funding. Our funding model is not fit for purpose at the moment because we are being asked to do additional things. And with the level of non-compliance and the additional asks of the road safety strategy, our self-funding model isn't working anymore. For the last 2 years, we've been short of funds and we're asking the government, the Department of Transport, to actually grant us additional funding to do our work. We have all the research and we have all the people to do it, but we need to add to our resources to do that.
So following on from your meeting with Simon Harris then, I mean, what sense do you get of the level of priority that he has attached to this?
Now, I haven't had the meeting yet with Simon. He's only been appointed. I wish him well.
Well, I thought you spoke to him before Easter. No.
We spoke to his office and we gave him the full briefing last Friday. But now that he's Taoiseach, we're looking forward to an early meeting with him. In fact, ironically, the day that Leo Varadkar stood down, I had a meeting with the Minister for Justice, which was cancelled because of it was announced at Cabinet that Leo Varadkar was standing down. So we're all ready to go. We have all our information ready to meet the Minister for Justice and the new Taoiseach. Mm-hmm. And I hope that will be successful. You know, I have a duty of optimism here, and I hope that with a fresh broom and with renewed commitment, really, to tackle this, we can't continue with this level of carnage on the roads. We're gone back now. It's the highest in 10 years. And we were doing really well internationally. We were at the leading lights in road safety, decreasing fatalities on the road and crashes. But for the last 2 years, since COVID, the level of non-compliance is just off the scale.
Now, last week we had 30 road safety advocacy groups expressing no confidence in your organisation, in the Road Safety Authority. They say it's just no longer fit for purpose. What's your response to that? What do you say to them?
Well, I would take issue with it. I mean, the Road Safety Authority is the lead agency. Understandably, we'll be the target for criticism. But really, this is an all-of-government road safety strategy. We can only do so much. It's the Road Safety Authority who has been raising this, you know, since the direction of traffic has gone terribly wrong in terms of road deaths. So we're there, we're doing our best. I think they have a point when they say not fit for purpose. Our budget isn't fit for purpose, certainly, and that's what we'll be raising with the Taoiseach and the Minister for Justice, mm-hmm. and calling on them to actually put the resources into enforcement. Enforcement is the missing link.
Yeah, I mean, they point out that you bear responsibility for the implementation of the road safety strategy. And the aim of that is to reduce the number of deaths and serious injuries on the roads by 50% by the year 2030. And they point out that the number of deaths is not reducing, it's worsening. And they say that you're failing in your core mission.
I don't accept that. We're pointing out where we need help. And it's an all of government strategy. It's not just one agency can deliver this. We don't have the resources to deliver all of the things that need to be done. We certainly don't have the resources to force the Garda Commissioner to do, to actually apply more dedicated Gardaí to roads policing. There's only 635 people allocated to roads policing. That's only 4.5% of the total overall police policing numbers. So, you know, that's a huge deficit. It's the missing link. It's what we need to fix. Enforcement, enforcement, enforcement. Okay. I heard Taoiseach saying that on The Week in Politics, and I agree with him.
It sounds to me like you've met a brick wall in dealing with Drew Harris.
No, in fairness, he was last year. It was he who authorised the 20% increase in Go Save vans, and he does appreciate. And he's on the record in saying we need a national programme of average speed cameras, as there is in UK, Spain, France, and Scotland. But it needs to be done. It's no longer postponable. We need it. We need it this year.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you here from Sheila, who's listening in Ennis, and she says 80% of incidents might be on rural roads, but 2/3 of all child injuries are on urban roads. We need proper infrastructure in our towns and cities for children who are walking or cycling. She wants to know what the RSA is doing about this.
Well, we are completely in favour of the 30k speed limits in urban areas and towns. And that is where vulnerable pedestrians and cyclists and children are most at risk. And, you know, we had 43 pedestrian deaths last year, and already this year we've, I think, 12 out of the 61. I mean, it's dreadful. And people are speeding in urban areas. People are admitting to it of exceeding the 50k limit. And that's why we need to get down to 30k. And our ad, which is talk about 30k town, that's to actually encourage people to see the benefits and the safety and the better life style that we will have for everybody and for our children if people drive at 30k in the cities and urban areas.
All right, Liz, we'll leave it there for now, but thank you for joining us, Liz O'Donnell.
Thank you, Claire, very much. Bye-bye.
Chair of the Road Safety Authority there. And a reminder that tomorrow night, our colleagues in Primetime will hear from experts, campaigners and families impacted by deaths on the roads. You can see that on RT1 television. That's at 9:35pm tomorrow night. Coming up next, we're going to hear about this new zombie drug, which is being found in vapes in the UK.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.